It's hard to read the new community report released by the City of Hamilton and not get a lump in your throat. It isn't pride that swells up, but anger. On page 4, Mission, Vision, and Values subsection, the city lists some of the following vision statements. Integrity, to demonstrate honesty and sincerity in all our dealings, upholding only the highest of ethical principles, to provide open and transparent communications to create informed opinion. Respect for the needs of all residents, for all viewpoints, and for the diversity of our community. Compassion, sensitivity to and meeting the requirements of all residents with special needs and interests and those less fortunate. These three glowing statements are just part of a marketing campaign by the city, nothing more, as these values are missing when it comes to dealing with the residents that live next to the Red Hill Valley. I took a visit down to Sinclair Court last weekend to speak to some of the homeowners and to take a look at their backyards. These are the homes that line the high bluff on the southwest side of the creek. The word got around pretty quickly, and suddenly the backyard at 18 Sinclair was filling with neighbors. They all had the same concerns, and they were all fearful of and angry with the city. In all the years the expressway has been in the planning, there has never been any information or meetings with these homeowners with the most to lose if the highway goes through, except for one meeting demanded by Roy Salisbury last July. Salisbury, a construction engineer for over 40 years, is appalled at the behavior of the city. You would never do construction on a cliff like this without doing a stability study first, he said. No stability studies have ever been done on this bank. If they have to come in 10 or 15 feet from the rim to obtain some stability, then this particular house will have to be demolished. He was referring to number 18 Sinclair Court, where the distance of yard between the back of the house to a nearly vertical 40-foot drop to the rushing creek water below is only 10 feet in most places. This house belongs to Larry and Donna Dobrowski and was built 3 generations ago by Larry's grandfather. They quickly show me photographs of how his grandfather made the yard more stable in 1969 by strengthening the cliff wall with railway ties and planting a line of willow trees. It is those trees, now over 60 feet in height, that have been holding up the earth wall these 30-some-odd years. There is a real genuine fear of losing the house if a sound barrier is erected once those trees are removed. It is true the residents have a choice of not getting the sound wall built, but as I could hear for myself, conversation by hikers walking the trail on the other side of the creek could easily be heard. What kind of noise levels would there be by expressway traffic? Larry Dobrowski is a strong, proud man, but with visible signs of MS, one can only imagine the strain all of this will put on his health. The couple wonder if they should go ahead with plans for house repairs, but the city has left them in limbo. To get a sound wall put in behind number 18 Sinclair Court might mean losing the very house. Or if the sound wall could be erected, Donna Dobrowski would literally be able to reach out her kitchen window and touch it.